Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a very special announcement here on the Liberty Dispatch. I have with me friend of the show, Josh Alexander. Josh, thanks for joining me for this kind of very brief update slash announcement that we want to bring to our audience.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on yet again.
So the story, the saga, the Alexander family saga continues. It's maybe not quite as dramatic as the Skywalker saga for anyone who follows Star Wars, but it's but significantly more righteous. So really quickly, I noticed the other day you were on Parliament Hill, and you are legally allowed to be on Parliament Hill. And yet for some reason it took, a dozen officers or so who had no idea what was going on to determine that you, in fact, are not your brother. So great police work on their part. Tell us just a little bit about the March for Life in Ottawa and kind of your time there and a little bit of that experience being on the Hill.
Yeah, sure. So me and my crew, we went down to Ottawa for the March for Life. I thought it was important to take that stand and stand in opposition to the genocide of the unborn, right? So we were down there, got out of the vehicle, and a couple minutes later, Trudeau ended up walking out of his office, and we just said hello to him, and then made our way to the Parliament Hill to meet up with those who were in attendance of the March for Life. And the second I stepped on Parliament Hill, a PPS officer ran up to me, pushed me in the chest, and told me to get off the hill. And I obviously contested that, and they brought in the whole other squad of goons, and they all told me I need to leave, which I didn't. This is an issue that's been going on for quite a while. The parliamentary police intentionally misidentify me for my brother just to make a scene. I don't know what their other motives are, but the cop literally said to me, show me something that proves you're not your brother. So he already knew who I was. Anyways, I provided ID, and then I took my ID back and walked away. One of the female officers confirmed that I didn't have a trespassing notice. And even after that, the largest cop there, who's always caused us an issue, grabbed me and pulled me back and said I wasn't allowed on and that I was trespassed. I just shrugged it off and kept walking. And we were there in attendance for the March for Life, cops and all the rest for the rest of the march.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we kind of realize when we are engaged in this freedom fight, these culture wars, we understand that there's going to be heat that comes our way, right? And that varies, whether it's being accosted by incompetent parliamentary police, whether that's a lot of negative press in legacy media, whether that's some pretty hateful comments on social media, that's people booing and hissing in person. We understand that, and there are different degrees. We get that. But what we don't necessarily enjoy, or something that we, you know, don't think, oh yeah, this is what I'm looking forward to, is the trickle effect of those around us, those closest to us, family members, friends, loved ones who, you know, they get caught in a little bit of that as well. You know, I know I've often chatted with my wife about her necessarily feeling the weight simply because she's married to me and I'm a little bit of a hot potato. The reality is that people will project on her what they might think about me or think things about her, right? She might, and she has experienced the loss of friends. She's experienced some, you know, relational difficulties, some stuff herself. So that's obviously not something that we enjoy. And when we know that we're pressing into this culture war, it's something that in the back of our minds, we realize this could happen. But certainly it's not something we enjoy to see, because they weren't the ones that suited up the same way that we did to engage in this. So, you know, with that in mind, and I kind of in jest talked about the saga of the Alexander family. We James Kitchen shared on social media a couple days ago. We've kind of talked about what Liberty Coalition Canada is going to be doing. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with your parents, what's been developing recently.
Yeah, so just within the past couple of weeks here, both my mother and father have been placed on leave and put under investigation by their school boards. They're both employed by the Renfrew County District School Board. I was attending the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board. But nonetheless, they've been placed under investigation. My father hasn't been given a reason yet, but they told my mother that it was because when somebody placed a pride flag on her kindergarten classroom door without her approval, she removed it. And she was told that in order to protect the students, she was being placed on leave and under investigation. So that's where that's at right now. It's gone pretty public. There's been several articles about it already. And it looks like Liberty Coalition Canada will be helping out on that end as well.
Well, I mean, the simple fact that everyone should determine whether or not they want to have a symbol of worshiping the trans gods on their door or not, right? That should be their choice. No one should be compelled to do that. And so whenever someone doesn't bow down to the spirit of the age, and whenever someone doesn't offer the necessary sacrifices to the Rainbow Mafia, as you yourself have experienced, they're on the receiving end of quite the storm of hatred and vile disdain. So, I had the pleasure of meeting your parents not that long ago and spending some extended time with them. And I really appreciate them. I was just on the phone with your dad earlier. I appreciate their love for Christ, their commitment to honoring the Lord. And I mean, I really enjoyed hanging out with them and chatting with them. I mean, they're good people, and I'm thankful for them as I'm sure you are their son. So yeah, we are obviously wanting to help support and back them, and continue to fight for their rights as we are for yours and a number of other people. And, you know, this brings us to what's going to be happening this Wednesday on May the 17th, that we have organized an international school walkout protest. And we have people around the world. We've had people sign up in Canada, the United States, Australia, I think someone in Germany as well, or one other European country, who have said that they'll be joining in this. And so we're thankful for that. And we want now more than ever, in light of what's going on, and even thinking about your parents and what they're on the receiving end of, that this is an opportunity for us to say, no, schools need to be about places where there is not this indoctrination machine and factory, where freedoms and liberties are upheld there, including freedom of conscience, freedom of religious beliefs. These should be a part of what it means to be in school. So as we've had people sign up, as we've had people talk about, you know, where we had a number of cities that have been mentioned. Some people have said cities, but they haven't necessarily put schools. So how can we, I guess, counsel people at this point? We're just a couple days out. So people who have either already signed up or people who haven't signed up at all, how can we encourage them? What do we want to tell them to do within the next day or so?
Yeah, so walkout's on Wednesday. There's still plenty of time to sign up. For anybody who has already signed up, just make sure that you have provided which school you'll be attending. That way, Liberty Coalition Canada will be able to coordinate much more effectively. And for anybody who hasn't signed up, go to libertycoalitioncanada.com and you'll be able to fill out that little survey. And I'm personally going to be in Alberta, Calgary, and you can also check out, I have a poll up on my Twitter right now with four or five different schools I might be attending. Go vote there. It's official Josh_A, and we'll see which school I end up attending.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I thought I saw at least one or two schools in Calgary that specifically put their name. So I'll make sure to coordinate that with you. But yeah, head over to libertycoalitioncanada.com/walkout. If you haven't signed up, sign up, get your name on there, say the specific school. This is for students. This is for parents. This is for other concerned citizens. If you've already signed up and you haven't put the school, sign up again. It's okay if we have a duplicate. The issue for us is we want to get the specific schools. And you might be asking why. Well, just so our audience knows, it's not so that we can publish it publicly for everyone to see. That's not what we're going to do. I'm not just handing out this information willy-nilly. But primarily what I want to do is I want to encourage pastors in all of these cities to show up at these schools so they can meet you out on the sidewalk, so they can encourage you, support you, pray for you. I've had several people actually say, a number of people from our church, like just today, actually, I had two or three different people contact me saying, a group of people from my church, we live in this city. Do you know any schools in the city? We want to be there to show up, to pray, support. So please let us know the schools where you will be joining in the walkout. And I will do my best to make sure that there are pastors, elders, leaders, people from churches who will meet you to pray for you, support you, encourage you, and add to the numbers out on the sidewalk in front of your school. So please join us this Wednesday, May 17th, 10 a.m. Again, libertycoalitioncanada.com/walkout, where you can find the info. Josh, I was looking forward to being with you because that's where the action is. I won't be able to fly out to Alberta, but I'm pleased to know that at least one school in my town here in Kingston has someone who's willing to join in this. So I believe I'll have my hands full. I look forward to videos and pictures of your time out west. I'll see you soon enough. Thanks so much for joining, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Liberty Dispatch, a united front to restore liberty and justice in Canada. Please subscribe to our podcast and Rumble channel, as well as visit our website at www.libertycoalitioncanada.com.
Friends, we're posting new content multiple times every week throughout our various shows on this channel. So you're going to want to subscribe to it and hit that notification bell. That way you stay up to date with everything that we're releasing here with the Liberty Coalition Canada.